For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Tourism is the economic lifeblood for many gateway communities around Yellowstone National Park. In Gardner, Montana, a second-generation fly shop is gearing up for its busiest season. Richard Parks is the owner of Parks Fly Shop in Gardner. He walks over to a display table of dry flies, many of which he's made himself. Each one is an intricate, handmade masterpiece.
There are literally thousands of fly patterns because there's thousands of bugs, and it varies seasonally depending on what you need at a given place at a given time. The other side of the table has got flies that are intended to represent small fish.
It's pretty impressive just how much variation there is. Like these, they're quite, you know, iridescent and sparkly, and then you've got these other ones with the big feathers, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's...
Yeah, well, you understand that this stuff being intended to be in the water, it doesn't look like that in the water.
Parks holds the hook between his thumb and index finger and puts the rest of the fly in his mouth. He wets it down and pulls it back out.
In the water, it slicks down and looks a lot more like a little swimming fish.
Parks says they're restocking flies and scheduling guided fly fishing trips in and around Yellowstone National Park to prepare for Memorial Day weekend. He says they're busiest the end of May to mid-September, when the shop gets between 40 and 50 customers per day. Gardner borders Yellowstone's north entrance, which is the only one that's open year-round and one of the busiest. More than 4 million people visited the park for each of the past 4 years.
I think 4 million is a plateau we have now permanently crossed.
Gardner's businesses brought in almost $18 million during the June to September season in 2016, the year the National Park Service celebrated its 100th anniversary and released a big marketing campaign. Niala Siegley is the executive director of Gardner Chamber of Commerce. For a town with fewer than 1,000 residents, she says there are some challenges that come with the influx of tourists.
That does involve slightly more congested streets. You will see longer lines at the gate. It takes a little bit longer to get through the market, a little bit longer to get gas.
Lines to get gas might be even longer this summer, with one of the two gas stations closed and a new one under construction. Siegley says housing is also a challenge.
We've seen a lot of residents being converted into vacation rentals to support the tourist economy. So Gardner's taking a very close look at and exploring all the options.
The average home price is over $300,000, while the median household income in Park County is less than $45,000 a year. Back in Park's fly shop, Richard Parks says,
as a consequence, we're running out of places for our seasonal staff to stay, and we're even running people out of town that live here on a year-round basis, because if they didn't own the property, they can't afford the rent.
He says it's a big concern for a lot of people in Gardner, but right now, Park's main priorities are preparing for Memorial Day weekend. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.